Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. Welcome to day 426.
It is a gift to Donald Trump. It's a gift to Vladimir Putin that, unfortunately, the House, on purely partisan grounds, has provided this gift to those two individuals.
Senators from both sides of the aisle are criticizing the Trump administration for not doing enough to prepare for the 2018 midterm elections. Quote, "I hear no sense of urgency to really get on top of this issue," end quote, said Senator Susan Collins, a Maine Republican. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testified before a committee saying the 2018 midterms and future elections are clearly potential targets for Russian hacking attempts. Meanwhile, Virginia Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, appeared on CNN and continued to criticize House Republicans for shutting down the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian meddling.
This premature shutdown of the House Intelligence Committee investigation is deplorable. Even more so is the discrediting or attempted discrediting of the intelligence community. And clearly, there is profoundly powerful evidence that the Russians not only interfered and meddled in the elections, but did it to aid Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, the New York Times says the Senate Intelligence Committee is recommending that states buy voting machines that produce paper ballots and recommending that they secure voter databases ahead of November's midterm elections. Senators concerned about Russian meddling in the midterms called on Congress to urgently make funds available for states to update their voting systems, institute vote audits, and hire staff focused on cybersecurity. Just a quick technical note before we move on. I'm sure you might have noticed by now that my voice sounds a little different than normal. That's because I am snowed in at a friend's house and do not have access to my regular microphone. So bear with me, we'll be back to normal soon. And now back to the news. The Washington Post says Donald Trump ignored specific warnings from his national security advisors not to congratulate Putin on his recent election win. Instead, Trump called Putin and opened by congratulating him. A section in Trump's briefing materials was even titled, quote, "Do not congratulate," written in all capital letters. Trump and John Kelly, meanwhile, are reportedly furious over the leak of that document warning about congratulating Putin. CNN and Axios are reporting that it's still unclear if Trump even read the guidance that was given to him by his advisors, but Trump did defend his congratulatory call, tweeting that, quote, "getting along with Russia is a good thing," end quote, and that his energy and chemistry with Putin will be constructive. He capped off his second tweet with an all caps, "peace through strength," exclamation point. Next, CNN and the New York Times say the former director of the CIA suggested that Russia may have compromising information on Trump, quote, "that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult," end quote. John Brennan, the CIA director under President Obama, had this to say on CNN.
I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why, that the Russians may have something on him personally, that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult. The fact that he has had this fawning attitude toward Mr. Putin has not said anything negative about him. I think continues to say to me that he does have something to fear. To congratulate him and to treat him so nicely while he treats Americans with such disdain, I think it just demonstrates that he looks at the world through a prism of what is going to help and protect Donald Trump.
Brennan was the CIA director in 2016 when the dossier surfaced that claimed the Russians had compromising information on Trump. And now to the polls. NBC News says 40% of voters view the NRA negatively, compared with 37% who view the organization positively. This is the first time since before 2000 that more people in the poll have viewed the NRA in a negative light than in a positive light. Pew Research Center says 70% of millennial women now identify as Democrats, up from 54% in 2002, while 23% of millennial women identify as Republicans, down from 36% in 2002. And Quinnipiac says 67% of voters say Donald Trump is not a good role model for children, while 55% don't think Trump has a good sense of decency. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the Austin bombing suspect blew himself up just as a SWAT team was trying to apprehend him on the side of a highway. Mark Anthony Condit is believed to have been responsible for at least six bombs that killed at least two people and wounded five. Two, Mark Zuckerberg had this to say on Cambridge Analytica, quote, "We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't, then we don't deserve to serve you," end quote. Three, Andrew McCabe oversaw a federal criminal investigation into whether Jeff Sessions lacked candor when testifying before Congress about contacts with Russians. Four, Texas GOP Representative Blake Farenthold is considering stepping down from Congress before the end of his term, which would allow him to dodge an Ethics Committee investigation into allegations of inappropriate office behavior. Five, a Holocaust denier won the Illinois Republican primary in the state's 3rd congressional district. Six, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt spent more than $163,000 on first-class flights, military aircraft, and charter flights in just his first year in office. And seven, the Republican National Committee spent at least $271,000 at Trump's private businesses in February. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.